Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Dana Murphy, a fifth-generation Oklahoman. From my family's farm and ranch in northwest Oklahoma to my home in Edmond, I uniquely understand both rural and urban Oklahoma. I'm a problem solver, and I get things done. I'll partner with our next governor to create lasting solutions for the budget, education, and the economy. With your vote, I'll get our state back on track. It's time for something different.
Real experience, real results. Dana Murphy, conservative Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Dana Murphy 2018.
Her name is Kathy Costello.
Voters in Oklahoma are faced with serious decisions on June 26th. Should we elect the same politicians who have gotten us where we are? Or is it time to elect new leaders determined to move Oklahoma in a better direction? I'm Kathy Costello. Join me at the polls June 26th to demand a bright future for Oklahoma.
Vote for Kathy Costello.
For Labor Commish.
Jobs for gals and fellows.
Authorized and paid for by Kathy Costello for Labor Commissioner 2018.
The vote was 211 to 211. Six lawmakers had yet to vote. Four Republicans, two Democrats. Two of the final four Republicans did vote in favor of the bill. And quickly, the chair called the 2018 Farm Bill in favor of the ayes, 213 to 211. Right after that, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Mike Conaway, expressed his pleasure.
House Representatives just passed the 2018 version of the Farm Bill across the House floor. This is an important next step in that process of reauthorizing an important program that supports an awful lot of people across this country. It keeps faith with those hardworking men and women in production agriculture that says we're going to maintain this safety net, we're going to make it as good as we can, and we really want to get it done on time. It helps folks who may not have a job yet to get a job, to train for a job, to move into the out of the poverty trap that they might be in with a hand up instead of a hand out. And it's also a big deal for rural America, folks who live where our food is raised and processed. That the example of the broadband efforts that we've got in there will help improve the lives of folks living in rural America.
As with the last vote a month ago, where the House Farm Bill failed, no Democrats voted in favor of this measure. And that means it could be difficult to come up with a plan that can pass muster in both the House and the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky indicated during the Farm Bill markup in the Senate Agriculture Committee that he wanted to get the bill successfully across the Senate floor before the 4th of July. Bottom line, looks like we are headed to conference for the Farm Bill, and there's a lot of work to be done by the conferees. By the way, the conference will be chaired this go-round by the House, by House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway. Meanwhile, down Pennsylvania Avenue at the White House, there was a government reorganization plan that was being talked about by President Trump and his cabinet. They would be renaming the Department of Health and Human Services to the Department of Health and Public Welfare. Notably, the plan would move the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program from the Department of Agriculture to the new so-called Welfare Department. The plan would also reorganize USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service and the food safety functions of the Food and Drug Administration into a single agency under the jurisdiction of the USDA. The administration's proposal would also be moving USDA's rural housing program to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Many of the proposals would require congressional approval and are expected to face significant opposition from both Democrats as well as some Republicans, according to folks inside the Washington Beltway. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.